few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's caller can't find the time to grow their business. And my first thought is, well, join the club. You know, we are all struggling these days to find time, right? It's a common struggle. But one thing I've learned, though, is that time management tips or, you know, productivity cheat sheet, that kind of stuff is not necessarily the solution, right? Often there is a deeper problem behind the struggle of feeling like there's not enough time, perhaps some greater obstacle or resistance that is in fact the real problem. And I have seen this myself. Like from time to time, there's something that I really need to do and I'm not doing it for whatever reason. And I tell myself, oh, I just ran out of time. But the reality is I've got some kind of resistance against doing that thing. And if I spent a little bit of time trying to figure that out and moving past the resistance, I would be far more effective. Okay, so it's not so much about time management. And a version of that is exactly what we have here today. So I really like this question. It is a smart question, an interesting problem that I think a lot of people struggle with in different ways. So the caller says they can't find the time, but as you hear this question, pay close attention. So we're going to dive into it here in just a few seconds.
Hi, Chris and team. I have a problem that seems both unique and common. It's common because we all get behind, but it's unique because I seem to have a special gift for struggling in this area. Specifically, something seems to happen to me as I go from starting something to moving on to the next stage. I have plenty of time to start new ideas, but then if business picks up, I struggle. I get overwhelmed. I don't return calls or emails in a timely manner. Not surprisingly, this results in me failing to grow my business. This has happened twice so far, including once when I grew the side hustle to almost $50,000 a year, but failed to grow beyond that point. Eventually, it all came crumbling to the ground. Again, starting is no problem, but growing is. Am I destined to repeat the same patterns over and over? Help! I'd love to hear what you have to say.
All right. First of all, thank you so much for this question. I'm gonna come back and say thank you once more at the end because I think this is a really important lesson for our listeners, for all of us, really. So this is fascinating. Listeners, I hope you paid close attention because I believe the problem here is not a lack of time. After all, they even said, I have plenty of time to start new ideas. So they've got time to start new ideas, but something happens somewhere along the way to divert their motivation. In fact, I think that's a key word. It's not their time that's being disrupted. I mean, their time is being disrupted as well, but something greater than that, their motivation. That's why it is a matter of resistance. And the solution cannot just be something like, hey, get up 30 minutes earlier. You know, that's a time management solution. Doesn't necessarily deal with the real problem here. So speaking of the real problem, let's figure out what that is. You know, are you worried about the business growing too much? Are you worried of success or of failure? Do you have imposter syndrome? You know, like most of us actually have imposter syndrome, but, you know, is this imposter syndrome in this case, as applied to you, actively hindering your growth? You know, if you have imposter syndrome, but you just keep moving forward anyway, that to me is the goal. Not so much, you know, get rid of imposter syndrome. But when that feeling or that state of being creates a state of paralysis, prevents you from achieving the growth that you deserve, well, that's a significant problem. And it may be something different, but whatever it is, we need to find the root cause and then determine the course of action from there, as opposed to prescribing you a bunch of productivity tips. That's not going to do it for you. That's just going to create, you know, this false sense of security, makes you feel better for a day or two. And then, of course, you realize you've still got the same problem. So, and then you end up feeling worse, actually. And then the last part of the question, are you destined to repeat the same pattern? Well, listen, I'm just going to give you some real talk. The answer depends on if you want to change or not. I know that's not always what people want to hear. They want to hear, like, you're not destined to repeat the same pattern. It's going to get better. Well, it can get better, but it's not going to get better on its own. That's why it's real talk. You know, when people are stuck in patterns, you know, this is an important question to ask. Do you want to change? And, you know, only you know the answer to that question. You know, if you don't want to change, maybe the best answer is acceptance, right? Just accept. This is kind of who I am. I'm able to do this, you know, to a certain level, and then that's it, you know? But if your answer is like, I do want to change this pattern, okay, well, good. Keep working on it. You know, keep struggling with struggling. Like, we're all struggling with something. So I acknowledge your bravery in raising the question. As I said, I think it's really important for our listeners. As we conclude the first month of 2023, season 7, I had to pause there because I'm like, how long have we been doing this? Oh yeah, we've been doing this for 7 years. Well, thank you for raising that question. Listeners, I acknowledge you as well, in case you happen to identify with this question. And if you don't, that's cool. Probably got something else coming up for you soon. But I just think a lot of people do have this kind of struggle one way or another. So I'm going to leave you with that today. Hope it's helpful. Listeners, sidehustleschool.com/questions. If you're enjoying the podcast, give us a quick little 5-star review. That always helps bring in new listeners. Just kind of shows that people are engaged. And of course, subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. New episode every day. All right. Thank you so much. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.